customers today on 590 The Fan.
Biggie's Restaurant and Bar has been a staple of the community for over 27 years. At Biggie's, they pride themselves on service and great food. They make all of their dressings, marinades, and pasta sauces in-house. Biggie's is famous for their garlic cheese bread, steak sandwich, and their homemade white French dressing. Come in every Tuesday and Thursday for barbecue pork steaks, and every Thursday and Sunday for Biggie's famous fried chicken. Located at 3332 Watson Road, check them out online at biggiesrestaurant.com. Each summer, Midwest Children's Burn Camp assists youth burn survivors, and now you can help too. Each time the St. Louis Blues score a power play goal during the 2020 regular season, Ameren, Missouri will donate $500 to one local kids' charity to help kids achieve their goal. From now until January 31st, go to AmerenMissouri.com/blues to vote for Midwest Children's Burn Camp. Vote today and help the kids score big this month.
Wow, has it really been 10 years? Denise from Appliance Discounters here to tell you that time really does fly when you're having fun. My brother Tony and I started out with one location and one appliance line and have now grown to six locations, a variety of appliance lines, including Bosch, and an amazing Appliance Discounters family. We love serving the St. Louis area and are so grateful for the customers that have put their trust in us. We know you can shop anywhere, but at Appliance Discounters, we'll always treat you right. Thank you to our customers for 10 successful years, and we look forward to many more to come.
For 50 years, Newsetters has been a staple in the St. Louis community. Through a Stanley Cup victory, countless birthdays, anniversaries, and engagements, Newsetters Fine Jewelry has been there. We welcome you to join us in celebrating our anniversary at our showroom at the corner of Big Ben and Doherty Ferry or online at wowdiamonds.com.
Are you currently sideways with the IRS? Do you have years of unfiled tax returns keeping you up at night? Are you facing tax liens, bank levies, or wage garnishments? If so, you should contact former Department of Justice Tax Division attorney Mark Milton at stltaxlawyer.com. Mark Milton provides a local and holistic approach to tax resolution. Don't be sucked into the out-of-town tax resolution groups you hear on the TV and radio. Mark lives and works right here in the Kirkwood area. If you have IRS problems, visit stltaxlawyer.com today.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision. It should not be based solely on advertising.
Each summer, Midwest Children's Burn Camp assists youth burn survivors, and now you can help too. Each time the St. Louis Blues score a power play goal during the 2020 regular season, Ameren, Missouri will donate $500 to one local kids' charity to help kids achieve their goal. From now until January 31st, go to AmerenMissouri.com/blues to vote for Midwest Children's Burn Camp. Vote today and help the kids score big this month.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America is asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the greatest.
Now, we had to wait there just a moment because Dan was chit-chatting personal stuff with Johnny Londoff, and he has failed to have Dr. Pernikoff's headphones ready. That's Dan Strauss. That's Dan Strauss for you, buddy. Didn't have any headphones for Dr. Doug, and waited too late to get John on the phone. That's our boy. That's the world's worst producer. Ladies and gentlemen, from a telephone, John Londoff. John, you got a full house here. You got a big audience here. You got Dr. Hello. Doug. Dr. Doug is here. Dr. Doug, say hi to John Londoff.
Hi, John. How are you?
No, let's have maybe have the mic on. Say it again.
Hi, John. How are you?
No, I didn't say it deeper. I don't know what's going on today.
Just to let everyone know that's not my.
Is that on now?
Hi, Dr. Doug. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
And then all the usual suspects are here. The normal, average, you know, people who are always here. So.
Well, hold on. First of all, big guy, you know, you're here. You're I mean, you're the captain. You're El Capitan of the ship. All right.
You say so.
Oh well, you are. I mean, you're the best, and that's just, it's an honor for me to be a part of this this group. It really is. I mean, you know, beyond the fact that I pay for this, but beyond the money, it's an honor to be a part of this. It really is.
Well, it's an honor that can be purchased. You just made that clear.
Well, I can tell you this much: it's some of the absolute not. I'm not. It is the best money spent ever. In all of our years.
Wow. That's a big statement, because all of their years means like 60 years. That's a lot of years. In fact, this year...
You know, my dad used to be really big on the billboards, because, I mean, he's a good-looking guy. And he had those rotating billboards, and they were I mean, you know, I don't know if they could fit my nose on a billboard.
See, I would. I'm glad you said that because we would never have said that. But well, I think if you're good looking,
it's easier for me to say it before you would.
Yeah, if you're good looking, why not put yourself on a billboard? Seriously,
why not? Because
that to some people, I'm sure there were ladies that were driving, look up and go, "Mom, go see that Mr. Londo to buy my car." Can't hurt.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. Maybe. No,
I'm talking about your dad.
Maybe John the Third. Oh yeah, my dad. Yeah. Maybe my dad, maybe my son, John the Third, or Sam Londo, but not me. Who wants to see me? You kidding me? But, hey, how are you doing? How are you?
No, let me check. Hold on. I'm not doing well, John, and I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to be really honest with you.
What's that?
Hold on. I can do this. My wife left.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have brought that.
John, let me just get it out. My wife left,
she left you?
Yes. No. It's not news that good.
She left town.
God. Yesterday. She's been gone now for over 24 hours, and it's just like 7 days. I've just managed to barely make it through one day, and sorry. That's
he bought 7 packs of Oreo cookies yesterday.
a pack a day, like a cigarette smoker. Yeah. I was at the casino last night, and I got home and was in bed. And I'm proud of myself. 2 o'clock this morning, I was in bed. Not 5 or 6, but 2. By 2, I was in bed. First night she's gone, whoosh, right to the casino.
Is there a party this weekend?
Have you ever thought about giving that up?
I've thought about it, but I hope I never have to because I really, really like it.
Well, then obviously you must be good. You must win.
No, I win, but I lose more. An honest gambler will tell the truth. You're never ahead. If you gamble enough, you are not ahead. You might be ahead tonight or last night, but you're in the hole.
Now, you have a favorite casino. I won't mention it.
But, I have a favorite game.
I know, but you have a favorite casino that you play it at.
Because it's close.
Okay, from the conversation you had, I won't give him the free plug.
On the way home.
But, John, I want to ask you this question, if you've ever heard of this. I know a guy who has a family member who a car dealership, the casino leases her a brand new car every year because she loses so much money at the casino.
I can do that.
Really?
If I go to that casino, I will immediately, automatically, at my level, get a new Mercedes-Benz for a year.
Oh, my God.
No, I've already had that offer.
But you don't need it because you have...
That's exactly right, John. I said, what? Go away. I'm friends with John Londoff, and he supports our show. Keep your Mercedes-Benz. That's what I told him.
Yeah, I'm really good friends with Johnny Londoff.
That's right.
The casino offered me a Yugo with an oil leak.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Dan. And I said to them, too, I don't need it because I get a complimentary car. No, wait a minute. No, I don't. I was thinking about somebody else years ago. Sorry. I got confused.
You know, you never know. We might have to talk. You know, we'll go. And it's a new year. It's 2020. And again, Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year.
John, what we're doing today.
Happy New Year, John, everybody.
John, we stopped Happy New Year yesterday because we thought, well, 7 days in, we're done. What we're doing today with every caller.
It's not a new year.
John, let me. What we're doing today with every caller, because today is the birthday of Elvis Presley, and I want you to do this too. We're saying, Hail to the King, baby. Go ahead. Hail to the King, baby.
What was that again?
Hail to the King, baby.
No, I can't do that.
Yes, you can. You've done other impressions. Hail to the King, baby.
Happy New Year, baby.
I don't know why you want to say hail to the King.
Happy New Year, baby.
Okay, it's getting worse as he does it. Yeah.
Thank
you very much, man.
Thank you very much. Happy New Year. It's a beautiful thing. But I tell you what, we're having a great day at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. I don't know how many of the AM and the PM listeners.
Several.
Because there are millions. There are millions. I mean, you don't even know how many listeners.
I do, because we just got the report this morning. It just came out. Bulletin. You have the bulletin.
I do.
The latest numbers on listeners to the large morning show in the afternoon on 590 The Fan. 8,753,962 listeners.
Wow. Yes. That's incredible.
with the app.
Thanks to the app, because we go far beyond St. Louis or Missouri or the United States. Global.
International.
Yeah.
International.
That's right.
What is it like? I mean, when you wake up in the morning and you look in the mirror, I know you're smiling because you're like, "This, I'm a good-looking guy."
No, nope, I go.
I have millions and millions of people listening to me.
No, when I look in the mirror.
Every day, they listen to me every day, of course, except Friday.
No, I do the same thing a lot of people do as they start getting older. I look in the mirror and it's depressing, and I go, well, there's two or three more age spots. There's some more nose hair. There's another eyebrow, a hair that's 3 inches long.
You got the
little
spots on the hands yet?
Not yet. No, not on my hand. And there's another eyebrow hair that's gone off four inches into some weird direction.
What is it with the eyebrow hair?
I don't know.
I mean, when you get to our age, it's like going, what happened? That thing grew an inch and a half to 2 inches overnight.
Because I don't have any eyebrows yet. I still have that one hair. That hair that just... Yeah, overnight.
You don't have eyebrows?
I have no eyebrows. I don't.
Oh, well, my God. You don't have any hair either.
Whoa. Well, I have hair on my back. I'm going to have back hair transplanted to my eyebrows.
You don't have eyebrows.
I don't have eyebrows.
Why don't you have your wife draw some on you?
Draw some on
you. Yeah, with they pluck their eyebrows and then they draw eyebrows.
No, I'm not going to do that. That's gay or transgender.
He said that with an English accent. What he meant to say was you should have your wife draw them on.
Did I say draw?
How was that? How was that? No?
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, well, I'm just going to turn my mic off. Never mind.
they're women. Some women tattoo eyebrows. Then they never have to mess with them. They just tattoo lipstick, permanent lipstick. They tattoo a lot of stuff. But no.
But Frank, when you're a natural, good-looking person like you are, you don't need any of that stuff, buddy.
Got that right.
You don't need it. You don't need it, man.
You got that right.
You are unbelievable. But I tell you what, we're having a great day at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. And we're open late tonight. Late tonight. 8:30, as long as the AM and the PM crowd want Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, my great teammates, to be there to take care of them, we'll be there. Because for you, Frank.
Can I mention
for you,
the,
buddy?
Am I allowed to mention the salesperson that worked on us for my daughter's blazer? Can I just give her a little plug?
Yeah,
Christy Thornton. She was wonderful.
And she is awesome. And we literally had to talk her into selling vehicles many, many years ago. And I tell you what, if I could, I have some unbelievable salespeople. But women are unbelievable. They, will just take care of every customer. And if they say, I will do this, they don't forget.
We just made every male car salesman mad just now.
Well, I mean, no, but I have some tremendous male sales representatives. Really, they're all great.
Yeah.
Great teammates at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. And you know what?
Guess what?
Who's
chicken butt.
A member of our
that's
team.
Scott.
Who?
The AM and the PM crowd. You are, Frank. And the whole guy, everybody in that in the studio. And I'm going to go. I'm going to have some customers here to see me. So give us a call, 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at Londoff.com.
All right. thank you, John.
Thank you, Frank.
We'll talk soon. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Now with headphones in place, are they working, Doc? You got both ears?
Can I check this?
No, yeah, no, just no.
You just
don't have to check anything. If
it.
You can hear me, that means they're working. Okay, that's how this works. Hit it. Theme music, please. There it is. I still say it sounds like Christmas music. It's got a Christmassy feel to it. Well, it's time once again to check in with your pet's best friend, the official veterinarian of the Lars Morning Show in the afternoon, brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the country. The official, the preferred window of the Stanley Cup champion, St. Louis Blues. And you can find out more at windowworldstlouis.com. If you have a pet, and maybe you just got a pet over the holidays, as my son did, right around the holidays, they got a new puppy, a rescue puppy. You can have an iguana, you can have a parakeet. You have a cat, doesn't matter. This guy knows a little something or a lot of somethings about pretty much every animal. 855-282-8255 or 314-821-0590. Would you please say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff?
Hey, hey, hey. How is everybody today?
Terrific, doctor. Terrific. My grandson was over a few days ago, and he mentioned something about a parakeet, and he said, Grumpy, didn't you have a parakeet when you were little? Because I told him a story about Chippy, my parakeet, and how he could talk. Right. And I said, you know, and then my grandson said, you know, parrots talk too, and parakeets. And I said, and minor birds. And he said, what's a minor bird? So on YouTube, I pulled up, have you guys ever done this, pulled up some minor birds talking on YouTube? Mm-hmm. They sound, you can't tell it's not a person.
The first
like
thing
18
I heard,
and younger, aren't
the
they?
First thing I heard one say.
Hold on, Doc. No. Let's not gloss over a hilarious thing that Dan just said. He said they're 18 and younger, minor birds.
Minor.
They're minor, like minors. Yes, it's hilarious. I agree with you.
Okay.
Okay, and now let's continue.
AM and the PM.
Control. So he was fascinated because he'd heard of parrots and parakeets, but I don't think, you correct me if I'm wrong, the clearest speaking birds are minor birds. I mean, they can duplicate the tone and sound of another person's voice and sound just like some people.
Yeah, I think they are very good. I think some of the parrots can too, and I've heard some that just freaked me out. I thought I was talking to a human.
Can a cockatoo talk?
Yes, typically not as effectively as like some of the Amazon parrots. Those are the best. And miners are great.
And Liberace in his day had a cockatoo. See what I did there?
Let's just stop and take a look at that. See.
You did what language is. You put an R at the end of an A. It's cockatoo, and you said cocker too.
No, I didn't.
I did not say R.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. Everybody disagrees with you. I deliberately did it correctly.
Okay.
He had a cockatoo.
That's you had cockatoo. A British moment there.
Yeah.
He had a cockatoo. I can't believe you said
now,
that.
Now, before we get started here with phone calls, and they're trickling in, I mentioned earlier my son who has this dog, Scraps. I love this dog, and Scraps is very smart. They had a DNA test. I guess they take a DNA sample. They send it correct. They send it on.
Yeah, they want to see.
And they could tell you what it is. And apparently it's, for the most part, just what he thought. Collie and Shepherd.
Oh, wonderful.
Mostly Shepherd. And he's thrilled about that.
Yeah. Sometimes we get those results back and you go, really? That's supposed to be a dachshund?
Yeah, but this wasn't really much of a surprise.
Oh, that's good.
So, you'll talk to a caller real quick?
Yeah.
And then you can,
I don't think you gave the numbers out
I
yet.
Did give them out, but I'm going to give them out again. 855-282-8255 or 314-821-0590. Shirley, hail to the king, baby. It's Elvis' birthday. Welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello, Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hi.
Hi, Shirley. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm on my way back to Wentzville, Missouri.
That's good to know.
From Virginia. Anyway,
why were you in Virginia?
Visiting our youngest daughter and her family.
Ah,
for the holidays.
Okay,
good.
What do you have for Dr.
Anyway, about a year ago, I called you guys. Oh, I forgot about that.
Sorry,
I called you guys about my dog that gets car sick.
Okay.
And we were going on a extended vacation in our RV. She worked out great in the RV, but she still throws up one time in the vehicle. So before it was, you know, like 3,000 miles or something, California, Oregon, Nevada, all that stuff and back. And I still have the problem one time, and you know, in the during the day, she'll throw up early. Do you have any more suggestions? I did the pills with the vet.
Yes. I'm not sure what we suggested last year, but the most common drug used is Dramamine, which is anti-nausea, or some people use Benadryl. I don't have the doses right here, but your veterinarian can certainly offer those. And they might even suggest one or two other new drugs that just kind of calm the animal. And then we may have talked also about taking a little time. And since you have to do this trip, obviously, on a regular, at least an annual basis, you can spend some time kind of conditioning your dog to get used to that ride by taking him on shorter rides. Make sure you take him with an empty stomach. And start to lengthen the time of that ride outside and get him more comfortable with the ride itself. Okay?
Well, I just added, you know, the groomers and to the vet and different little trips, you know, you take them.
Sure.
And, of course, to the pet stores. That's what I'm working on.
Good.
Did you say the dog doesn't get sick in the RV?
Does not get sick in the RV. The only time she got sick in the RV is when we were coming down the mountains out of Oregon through Shasta, and we were one lane, you know, because they had the fires.
Oh.
And she didn't. That was the only time she got sick in all the 2 months.
I wonder if she can't look out the windows as easily in an RV as she can in the car. I'm wondering if that has some basis of this, where maybe you could cover the back windows with some contact paper or something, just to try and make it darker and quieter.
Maybe I'll try that.
How big is your RV, Shirley?
It's 30 foot.
Okay, that's manageable. Do you drive it?
Yeah, my husband and I.
See, I'm interested. The RV life is very interesting to me. My grandson is fascinated. We go over to Babbler and we check out and meet people who are in motorhomes and RVs and pop-up campers. How long have you RV'd? How long have you had it?
Well, we've had this for a few years. We had a fifth wheel before.
Yeah.
But when we lived in California, we had the camper that fits on the back of the pickup with the cover. And we had a boat that we used to stay in, like, for a weekend.
Fun.
So,
well, good for you.
It was a lot of fun.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, I enjoy it.
Well, good. Thank you for listening. Yes. Thank you for the call.
And I really mean, may you all be blessed.
Well, that's
and
nice.
I don't mean that like...
No, no, I know you don't. I already am. I can't speak for everybody, but I already am. Thank you.
Great. You guys have a good day.
You too, Shirley.
Thank you.
Now, Doc, I don't know what this means, but we don't have any calls. Either you're not popular anymore, or the phone bank
died. You always say that.
Now, wait a minute. Sometimes it has to be rebooted. That happens. Or it's done. After all these years, it's the end of the line.
Should we ask some important questions?
Go ahead.
All right, Doc, in your professional opinion, who do you think would win in a fight, a grizzly bear or a polar bear?
Oh, that's a good one. I kind of think that...
Well, now, hang on a second.
I would probably say the grizzly bear.
The grizzly bear? All right, what makes you say that?
I just feel like the polar bears, they're bigger, I think. In fact, I know they are.
Are they?
But, yeah, I'm pretty sure they are.
No way. Okay. No, but, I wasn't actually sure. Like, this is a legit question.
But, you know, I don't think that they come across... predators and humans as much, so they wouldn't have the same kill instinct that maybe a grizzly would have.
I getcha.
A grizzly's always in front of humans or something like that, and I think their reaction might be a little more aggressive. But I don't know that for
sure. Doc, here's the good news for you. When we threaten to pull the plug on the show, boom, they're all the cold. They're all overloaded now. Can't even take them all.
I do have a story about Elvis Presley that might be interesting.
I would love to hear it. Okay. I'm a big fan of the King. When I grew up, he was it.
I think you sang at your son's wedding. Didn't you do some Elvis?
I did. His wedding, I got up and sang an Elvis song.
Yeah.
I was pretty good at it. Yeah.
You were.
It was a big hit.
Years ago, I traveled to Burma, and I was representing an American position as the elephant specialist. And they had a big elephant conference, and we're all sitting around with all the colonials, like the English, the Belgium, all these guys that really knew elephants, but I was from America, so every organization was
This is not a joke.
No, this is true.
Because I thought there was a punchline, like you went with a guy named Dr. Presley, and he wasn't familiar with the surroundings, and he said, "What are those big animals?" And you said, "They're elephants, Presley."
Oh my God! In heaven.
Well, I'll make it quick. We had a state dinner.
Thanks, everybody.
Go ahead. We had a state dinner. I'm sitting next to the... it was a dictatorship in the country, autocratic, and every division of the government, even science and conservation, was run by a general. So the general is sitting next to me, doesn't speak English, and the dinner's going on, and all these guys are looking at me like, what are you sitting over there for? And then suddenly he brings out... a license plate, an original Elvis Presley license plate from one of his Cadillacs.
Whoa.
And he wanted to show, he had to show me that, and that's why he had me sit next to him. But, you know, here I am at this big thing about elephants, and all of a sudden this comes out, it was just kind of funny.
From Elvis to Elvis. Elephants, Elvis.
You pull it out of the
elephant. I thought you were going to say you met Elvis or something. Mm. No?
No, I don't want to meet him now.
Or that he was in the car.
What did Dan just say?
You pulled it out of the elephant's trunk.
Okay.
That's a good one, Dan. That's a really good
one.
You're welcome. Well, I wish, we had time for more of that, but let's go to the phones. I think Paul is probably first. Paul, hail to the king, baby. Welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
I'm good. I've got a quick one for you. We've got a new puppy, and I'm just trying to determine at what point you switch from puppy food to adult dog food.
Ah, we've had this before.
That's a good question. Usually, a little bit depends on the breed. Is it a little breed or a big breed? Giant breed?
In between. She's a border collie.
Okay. So usually what I tell people is that by the time they're 5 to 6 months of age, they're getting their erupting their canine teeth, their mature canine teeth. And I think that's a good time when they have a lot of their stature growth. Some people will tell you to wait and kind of add the adult foods as you get closer to a year. But I usually tell people around 6 to 7 months is typically pretty good. Okay?
Okay, so you mentioned stature growth. Is that about the time, size-wise, she would stop growing?
Yeah, she'll still fill out, but and she may not have total bone development, might not be matured, like the joints and stuff. But, yeah, she'll have a good part of her stature growth, her height, and all that will be accomplished by then. And I think that's a good time to make the transition. And do it over a couple of weeks. If you stay within the same food line, like Purina to Purina or whatever, then you're pretty good just switching from one to the other. But if you switch food lines, then you want to do it more slowly, maybe over 2 weeks, and mix one in and take one out, you know, and change the proportionality. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Good luck.
All right. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you
for listening. Next would be John. John, hail to the king, baby. Welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dr. Doug.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hello,
Dr. Doug. I don't have my hound dog anymore, but I do have a 12-year-old American Cocker Spaniel.
Okay.
And my Cocker Spaniel has a cold belly down near
John,
his genital
John,
area.
John, you
what?
You can probably drop the. it's just like a greeting, and then we give
then
it
we
up.
Carry on.
Something overtook me. I don't know what that was.
I know. When I started doing Elvis, the same thing happened. So
I would have been really impressed if he could have sung the stuttering version of that. Who does that?
What Mel Blanc.
Porky Pig?
Mel Blanc did it.
We should play that in the Playhouse.
Well, Christmas is over, though, see?
But it's Elvis' birthday.
Christmas.
Something took me over there. I'm sorry, gentlemen. Hello, Dr. Doug. It's great
to be
with you.
Good to hear you.
I have a 12-year-old American Cocker Spaniel that his belly is cold in his genital area. In his genital area only. The restroom's warm. He's still alive, but his chest is warm. His ears are warm. Everything else is warm, but just over the past, I'll say 4 days or so, I've noticed considerably, not room temperature, it's actually cold in his genitals.
Why are you touching his genitals? Why are you touching his genitals?
Well, in rubbing his belly.
Oh.
Oh, right. You know, just accidentally hit his.
Did he recently get married?
Yeah, I was gonna say, my wife has that same condition.
Mm. Oh, see, I would never, never said that.
You know, I don't think it's anything pathologic, and I just think that, you know, that area is more pendulous, and so it sits a little bit further away from the body wall where the heat's being generated. So, but I think if you were to massage that area and generate some heat.
When they hang low and they're cold, there's a name for that, testicles.
What flavor are those?
I think John enjoyed it.
Well, things here. A, he doesn't have any of those anymore. They've taken a long time.
That's probably why they called.
And, yeah.
And two, the suggestion of massaging that area, the bestiality thing kind of comes up here. So
that's right. You'd be arrested for that.
Yes, I can't go that far. He does like laying on the floor, flat on the floor in cold areas of the house, like on tile, but only that area gets cold.
That area is a glabrous area of the body.
That's what I was going to say, glabrous.
Glabrous means that it's got less hair cover, so it's not going to protect the
wonderful, marvelous, glabrous.
Poor John.
This is taking a turn.
I know. So I wouldn't worry about it.
No
at
big
all.
Deal. That's, no. The, that's the short answer. No yeah. big deal.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Good luck.
Thank you, Dr. Doug. I appreciate your service, sir.
Thank you.
Oh, man. Thanks for calling, man. Danny recognized who that was? I did.
Yes, I do.
His last initial was on H, I believe.
I do. Yes, sir.
He's a big fan of the show.
Yes, sir.
Always good to hear him call. So who's next? Randy? Randy, hail to the king, baby. Welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hey, how are you, Randy?
Okay, I got four dachshunds. They're all family. And the father has some behavioral issues. He's always been very well trained to go to the door when he needs to go do his job and drop his dookie. And so he was at the door and wait till you come open the door, let him out. He no longer does that.
Easy. You okay?
Easy, Randy.
Yeah, I feel a lot better now.
Okay. I bet you do. Light a candle. So he doesn't go to the door anymore. How old is he?
No. What? Probably 9.
Mm.
He's not
that old.
He's a pretty husky dachshund, and what he'll do is he'll sometimes stand right behind me and do it.
Or stand behind you and poop right behind you. He'll just poop.
That's a power move.
He doesn't go to the door no more. He just starts doing this about a month ago.
Hmm.
He's letting you know who's boss.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, if
you let him know who's boss, you do it right in front of him. He does it behind you.
Yeah. Is the stool solid and normal looking?
Yeah, it's normal. Yeah.
Okay. And is he on any different schedule with all the other dogs in the house that he's not getting out enough?
I'm messing with him.
Yeah,
and I'm not enough.
Yeah,
and I say, he's always been trained to set the door, but he just doesn't even do that.
Yeah, it's a little hard. He's awful young to have kind of senility issues. You know, the most, and it sounds like normal stool. It might have something to do with your. Are you feeding him in a schedule that's any different than before? So that
no.
Okay,
Randy, let me jump in. We've talked about this before. Sometimes dogs have to be retrained. If you will. Take the dog outside with you and pull down your pants and poop in your yard. He will see what he's supposed to do.
Oh.
A lot of times that works.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I never thought about that. Really.
He's going to do it.
Yeah. I hope he does.
If you do it, have somebody take photos.
And then the dog will go, okay, I remember. That's what I'm supposed to do.
Okay. Well, that's what I would do.
Frank's making a good point. You may have to do a little bit of retraining, even if you have to use a crate again, and get him back on a schedule so that he knows what he can and can't do. It's a bit of a pain in the tush, but I think it's your best, simplest solution is to try and retrain him and see if you can get
him back. What do you think causes that?
You know, who knows? He might get lazy about stuff. It might have something.
Maybe he got scared outside by something.
Could have. I mean, is he okay once he goes out, or is he fearful?
Were there any New Year's Eve fireworks?
No, they. I have to watch them. You know, they like going out. They like to explore and everything, but
doesn't seem fearful.
I don't know.
Yeah,
No.
Just sometimes these behaviors come up, and you got to. Kind of address them, it's hard to dissect away and see what caused it.
The problem with the crate is there is a condition where if a dog is kept in the crate,
their
testicles get inflamed and overheat. Jerry Lee Lewis sang a song about it, Crate Balls of Fire. Mm.
Thank you.
So be careful with the crate.
Thank you.
Randy thought it was funny.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
And ask your veterinarian about a behavioralist that might be able to help guide you through some steps to get to the retraining done, okay?
Okay.
Okay, good luck.
Well, I appreciate it.
All right, Randy.
Thank you.
Thank you. And let's see. Brian is next? Yeah. Is this the same Brian we've already spoken with, or is this another Brian?
This is another loyal Brian.
Well, Brian, hail to the king. Hail to the king, baby. Welcome 5-9 of the Fan. Say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hey, Brian.
I am AM and the PM.
Right. Well, good for you. Thank you.
I have two rescues, a golden retriever named Kramer and a beagle something or other named Newman. And Kramer is 13 and Newman is 12.
I love it.
I had a cat named Elaine, but she left. So, anyhow, Kramer.
Anyway.
No.
He said anyhow.
He said anyhow.
Sorry, I thought you were nodding at me.
No, I was nodding. He got it right. I was nodding. Hey, look, got it. He knew what to do. Anyhow, you to edit that out. That makes him sound like he doesn't know the
radio
rules.
Edit.
Okay. Go ahead, Brian.
Okay. I'm not going to say that. My dog Kramer pants all the time. I mean, he doesn't act sick or whatever, but he pants all the time.
In the summer, are they short pants and long pants in the winter?
Oh, my God.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Just keeps getting worse.
Yes, it does.
Terrible. Do you want me to edit that out?
What do you think? No, don't. That was too good. What do you think, Doc?
Okay, I think that Kramer, at his age, at his size, breed of dog, needs to have a workup at your veterinarian, and I would include both a chest film and an abdominal film. The reason I say that is if it is a primary chest issue, you can rule it out. You'll look at the heart, the lungs, make sure there isn't any tumor or enlarged heart. But then you need to make sure that nothing's pressing from the abdomen onto the diaphragm, which would then make them do the same thing. And they can have at that age, you know, tumors that can press on it, splenic tumors can get really big, liver tumors. So just to rule all that out, I think it would be fair at a 13-year-old dog's age to check that out and make sure you understand what you're dealing with. Okay?
So two separate tests, then.
Well, they do x-ray of the chest and the abdomen. They may want to do a little bit more at 13 years of age. They may want to do a little blood sample to make sure there isn't something metabolically going on that would cause the increased respiration. So all those things are appropriate to do. And I think, again, I know you love these dogs, and we appreciate that you rescue them, too. But I think this is time to get into the vet. Okay?
Gotcha. Very much. Thank you very much, sir.
And let us know how it goes.
I will do that. Thank
Ryan,
you.
Ryan, thank you for listening. We appreciate Bye-bye. It. Glenn is next. Hail to the Kling, Glenn.
Welcome. Kling.
Kling. Yeah, hail to the Kling. Welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dr. Klingon. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug. Hello, Karen. I know you're listening today.
Oh. Yeah. She says hi.
I've been blessed in the past.
She says hi.
Yeah, really. How are you?
Question for you, Dr. Doug.
You what?
Question.
Question. Yeah, I do those. Go for
okay,
it.
Okay, so we got a kitten. And we had him fixed in hopes that the testosterone level would drop. He wouldn't be so wild. It's been, 2.5 months now. Mm-hmm. Unless this cat had an exuberant amount of testosterone when this thing was taken out, this thing is still bouncing off the walls all the time.
How old was the cat when you actually had the procedure?
A month past whatever the minimum was. Was it 8 months or something like that?
Usually 6 months or so. So about 7 months.
Oh, yeah, so maybe we had it done at 7 months. We waited a little bit longer. Well, one, we couldn't get in at the 6 month. It was busy, whatever.
So there's a possibility that he might be still a little bit male in his behavior. And he's also still a kitten. So the combination of his maleness, and it takes about a month or a month and a half for the body to get rid of metabolize all the testosterone that was in circulation. So I would give it another month or two and see how, as he approaches closer to a year, you would expect to see him to kind of ease off. But right now he's still a kitten full of play, and all he wants to do is jump around and make trouble. So
Okay. I mean, I've had cats in the past, and we've had this done, and, man, this one here is just lingering on.
Yeah. I mean, cats are that way. They can be very exciting that way. Okay, good luck with
that. Enjoy listening today as every day. Frank, you are sharp today.
Well, I'm
oh, all, great.
I'm
all, thanks.
Thank you so much, Glenn, for contradicting what everyone else in here seems to think today. Thank you, and thank you for listening. We appreciate it.
We think his medication needs to be adjusted. But
next would be Tony, I believe. Hail to the king, baby. It's Elvis' birthday today. Tony, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug, and hail to the king. AM and the PM. There
you go. Hey, Tony.
What's going on, man?
Hey, I have a similar question that the last caller had. I have a brother. My brother has a 2-year-old golden retriever, and he is extremely hyper. I mean, the worst case of hyper. But at any rate, he took him in and had him neutered about 2 months ago. Uh-huh. I was over at their house on.
Hello.
And that goes Tony.
Wouldn't it be something? Uh-oh. Wouldn't it be something if a listener? This could happen if a listener died while they're talking.
I just did an imitation with last hour.
Yeah. Either that or the dog.
It could happen.
Why would you say that?
Because it could happen.
Knock on wood. But it could happen. Tony just died.
No, I didn't say he did. I said, wouldn't it be something if during a phone call somebody died?
It could be. It would be something if somebody on the show died while doing the show.
That's going to happen probably.
I keep my fingers crossed every
time. I died 5 times already today on this show. I believe now we go to Maureen. Maureen, hail to the king. It's Elvis' birthday today. Welcome to 5-9 of the Fan. Say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Maureen.
By the way, I saw Elvis in concert when he was at the arena.
Well, you're lucky. I never saw him, and to this day, I wish I had seen him at least once.
Oh, he was pretty impressive, even though he was a little heavier.
He was a real showman. He had charisma. He really did.
He was. I have a question about my dog. Her name is Sophie. She is 15 and a half years old, Cocker Spaniel.
Mm-hmm.
I know I have just basically palliative care for her because she does have some cancer in her, like enlarged liver. She has a heart murmur. She has cancer in the spleen, and I think they found some spots in her lungs.
Okay.
So this is all just, I've got a question about, she's been having, I don't know if I would call them episodes, I don't know if they're seizures, TIAs, or what they are, but a couple days ago, she came in from outside, standing on my floor in the kitchen. It seemed as if she was having trouble standing. And then she ended up just falling over and being unresponsive for probably about 45 seconds.
Okay. And you want to know if that's...
Breathing was a little off, and I was kind of checking her to see what she was
how,
doing.
How old is she?
15 and a half.
She's 15 and a half.
Damn. Yeah. That's so, I mean, you've got obviously a dog that, as you said, is approaching the end of life. And this enlarged spleen, if that's a cancer, that can often express itself. If it's fracturing a little bit, we call that fracturing, and it's leaking a little bit of blood, then it could make weakness for the dog. And sometimes when I tell people to follow these animals, watch the gum color. If you can find an area that's not pigmented, if you see it getting really pale, that might be something that's going on. So it's really hard to know whether the cancer has moved someplace else to the brain or elsewhere. That could all a lot of different sites could cause
this. This sounds like a lot of stuff going on here. A
lot of stuff.
This sounds like the sad news that before long.
Right. So I would say.
Well, I know it's just a matter of time.
Yeah.
Well, I was just. She just seemed pretty lethargic afterwards,
mm-hmm.
and then she. Almost as quickly as it came, she just perked up, wagged her tail, and started eating her dinner.
She could have had a little seizure, like you were talking about. And again, we don't know all the mechanisms in place. But
maybe she fed her that food, little seizures. Isn't that a
cat food? That's a cat food, though.
Oh, okay.
So what I would suggest you do...
She likes pizza.
Yeah, they do. If these symptoms keep returning and more frequently, then I think it's a fair time to sit down with your veterinarian and talk about the end-of-life options. But I just don't like, personally, I don't like animals that just hang on and hang on, and they just get weaker and weaker and more uncomfortable. We can't measure all that. So, but if you know those behaviors are abnormal for your dog and they're persisting and increasing in frequency, then I think you're justified in saying, hey, maybe this is a good time. And that's a very personal right. decision, but don't be afraid of that decision. It's a good thing.
Well, she doesn't seem like she's in pain, so right. as long as she's not uncomfortable and she can still, you know, she seems comfortable, I'm going to stick with her. I've had sure. her since she was about nine weeks old, so.
Yeah, I'm not telling you to put her to sleep. I'm just telling you that there's going to be a point where it's not, it's, you know, it's like any time is okay then, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Okay, so we really still don't know. It could be seizure. It could just be,
If you start to see it again, whatever you're seeing, you can actually take a little phone video and send it to your veterinarian.
That's a great idea.
And they can pick up on stuff. I get those kind of reports all the time now. They just send me notes and say, here's the dog or cat or reptile, and they're doing these things. What does that look like? Okay?
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. You too, Maureen.
Hey, Tony called back.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. He dropped out on us. Yeah. So we go back to Tony. I don't have to do the whole Hail to the King thing again. Tony, welcome back. We're back now. I don't know where you got interrupted or where you lost contact, but pick it back up there. What was your question for Dr. Doug?
Okay, I apologize. Excuse me. Must have been my
Ooh, easy, buddy.
That was it. Anyway, Dr. Doug.
Anyway.
I did it. 2-year-old golden retriever and extremely hyper. Well, about 2 months ago, they had him neutered, and I was over at their house this is my brother's house. I was there Christmas Eve, and we brought him in, and he's jumping all over people, and we finally got him to kind of lay down, and he kind of rolled over on his back, and I could swear I saw a testicle. And I mentioned that to my brother, and he said, oh, no, we took him to a good vet, and he knows what he's doing. I said, well, I thought I've heard a story where they might miss one.
You heard it here, Doc, right?
Yeah. Whose testicle did you see?
It was the dog. It was like in his mouth or something. It was in his scrotum.
They all look alike.
So here's what happens.
Oh, wait a minute. How do you know? You mean human or dogs?
Well, I'll tell you after the show.
There you go. Yeah, I wouldn't want to air that.
So I will tell you that it's not uncommon when they dissect out the testicle, especially a bigger breed dog, that they can create some dead space there, and that can fill up with a little air and look like a testicle is still there. But if you press on it, it just collapses down, okay? And that's just like dissection of that sub-Q material.
Yeah, good luck with that, going up to a dog and pressing or squeezing on his testicle. I'll let somebody else do that job.
But I bet that's what you'll find has occurred. Okay.
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 All right.
Hi, Tony.
It's been a couple months. I hope he settles down. He's 2 years old. And
yeah, I mean, he's still a puppy, though. I mean, he's not a puppy, but he's, you know, if his personality is such that he's going to have a lot of energy, I think he probably could use some training. And finding a true trainer with a degree is probably not a bad idea. Okay?
Okay.
Hi, right, Tony. Thank you.
As you. Thank you.
Thank Bye-bye. You.
Bye. Be good.
We don't have really time to...
Well, John, he has some really good news, and it'll be short.
It has to be short. Yes. Okay, John, this has to be quick. What do you got?
I got my dog back. Remember I called before Christmas about Stuart the Black Shepherd?
Okay.
Yes.
Well, he was gone for 4 days in that snowstorm, and then he wound up in O'Fallon Police Department.
Wow.
He's smart enough to go to the police.
Well, I think somebody took him. And
of course they did. I was kidding. Yeah. Well, good. You got him back. That's great.
I know. I know. But I want to say those chips are worth $1 million because as soon as County got him, they chipped him and called my cell phone instantly. And it was only $35 to get him back. And it's just a wonderful thing. I suggest everyone chips their dogs.
I agree. Thank you. Thank you, John.
I know. It's all right, baby. It's all right with me. Have a good one, guys.
Yeah, that was supposed to be Elvis. That was the worst Elvis yet. We are out of time. Doc, thank you so much.
My
next
pleasure.
Wednesday, same time, same place, same station. Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Thank you.
There he goes. That is all the time we have. Dr. Doug brought to you by Window World, the preferred window of the Stanley Cup champion, St. Louis Blues, the number one selling replacement window in the country. The Playhouse is coming up. I see that Bill Cleveland is in the room. All of the people are in their places with bright, shiny faces, as they used to say in grade school. It's 5 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
Today, the Fighting Illini host the Wisconsin Badgers. Coverage begins at 7.
590 KFNS Wood River, St. Louis.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. The House will vote on a war powers resolution on Thursday.
The Democratic measure aims to limit President Trump's authority to order military action against Iran. In a statement, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi criticized Trump's recent order to kill a top Iranian military official in Iraq. She called it a provocative and disproportionate military airstrike that put U.S. troops and diplomats in the region at risk. Pelosi